Agenda item 3.5, other small stocks, Gray, Bowhead, and Wright. So I will call on the chair of the scientific committee. Honor, you ready?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our discussions of the Western North Pacific gray whales begin at the very end of page 47. A considerable amount of new information was provided this year, and you will find further details of our discussions in Annex F. A number of the threats to this critically endangered stock occur outside the feeding area. Yet the migration routes and breeding areas remain almost unknown. Such information is essential if effective mitigation measures are to be developed throughout its range. After much deliberation, the committee recommended a carefully designed satellite tagging program in the Sakhalin feeding grounds in 2010. This will be under control of a committee steering group to ensure recommendations on best practice are met. Other recommendations on telemetry work are included in our report. I would particularly like to note that the committee stressed the importance of ensuring that all necessary permits for telemetry work on gray whales are applied for in a timely fashion. The committee requested relevant national authorities to facilitate the authorization of permits. The committee was extremely pleased to receive the report of an IUCN-convened range-wide workshop on Western gray whales in September. This was a follow-up to an earlier IWC workshop. The workshop reviewed and identified major information gaps with regard to population biology and actual and potential threats. And these can be found on page 49 of our report. The report and recommendations from the range-wide workshop was endorsed by the scientific committee. And with some clarifications, these recommendations formed the basis of our conservation advice, which begins on the same page at the right-hand column. In particular, the committee endorses the development of a conservation plan for Western North Pacific gray whales. The core of the plan is to reduce anthropogenic mortality to zero, and this is in full agreement with the past recommendations of the scientific committee. There are a number of research and conservation recommendations that cover three broad areas, and those are status and monitoring, threats and improved mitigation, and improved knowledge outside the feeding grounds. These will be developed into the action plan for the conservation plan. We commend these to you, Mr. Chair, and particularly urge to the range states, and particularly to the range states. Finally, Mr. Chair, you will see that on page 52, we encourage IUCN and IWC to assist relevant authorities in each of the range states to develop accurate and effective public awareness campaigns. And I think I stop there, Mr. Chair, before I go on to the other small stocks. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.